On tonight's episode of Digital Bath Podcast, it's kill or be killed.
Welcome to the Digital Bath Podcast, where four people who kind of like each other drink
Jesus
sometimes
Christ.
And talk about fucking cool shit.
We have gone downhill.
We're four close friends.
24/7, bro.
Were we like best friends when this started?
Now look where we've descended.
Here we are. We're four guys who know each other and fucking decide to hang out every Sunday.
Too much goddamn time together.
Look at Patrick Mahomes. Look at him go.
Don't let him know what we're doing.
Look at him go.
Why are we looking at Patrick Mahomes? We've got a...
He's the savior.
We've got to figure out if we're going to survive this movie.
Kill or be killed. Game.
Let's this isn't... That was not part of it.
Let's talk about it. Kill or be killed.
This is actually the podcast right now?
This is always the podcast
right now.
Yeah,
that's what we do. What do you want? You want something different?
No.
So like okay, I was good. Saying, it's got the lead singer from
Wu-Tang.
No.
There's a lead singer in Wu-Tang?
Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh, yes.
I've showed that band to them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're cool.
Mm-hmm.
They're
dope. Yeah, Kill or Be Killed.
They have one album from like 7 years ago.
You know what I always think? I always think Mastodon. I don't like them.
I'm Mastodon. Not a big fan of them. I like them.
I've seen them live and I was not impressed.
Indifferent.
I mean,
well, for the purposes of our podcast, it has nothing to do with that.
Oh,
and we're gonna be playing a game where we have killers in one hat and movies in another hat, and we're gonna have to find out how we would survive that situation. Nice and simple.
Also, they're probably not the movies that you expect them to be. Which
adds
a nice little twist to it. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, first,
who came up with these movies?
Our co-producer,
the devil.
Yes. Yes, the devil.
In terms of the movies that I'm going to get, I feel like
it's going to be great.
Evil. It's going to be awesome.
Has anyone got some drinks to clink at all?
Yeah. I got a Mountain Dew. Oh. I just can't reach it.
Oh,
clink. Oh, that they can't hear that.
Oh,
that might be.
Okay.
Why did you? Ooh.
Oh.
How's your boys?
All right.
We're down to half of us actually drinking.
I just want you to know that my boss said the phrase bean bags today, and it took everything in me to not.
You didn't go into it?
Wait, what do you mean my bean bags, sir? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Are you threatening me?
I call him sir. Yeah.
You threatening my bean bags? You said something about them bean bags? All right.
Them goddamn bean
Dakota, you're
bags.
Up first.
Oh, no.
So why? Which hat do we draw from first, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. One's got movies, one's got killers. Let's do this.
Oh.
Okay, so my killer is Annie Wilkes from Misery.
Okay.
Oh, they did put down that part?
By
okay, good.
Kathy Bates.
Mm-hmm.
Or the new person.
Oh, yeah, from that show.
She did well.
Fraggle Rock.
Oh, yeah, Fraggle Rock. I think it was called Sesame Street, actually. And my movie is Mrs. Doubtfire.
kind of the same movie.
Yeah, that's surprisingly connected in so many ways.
So is Annie Wilkes playing? Is Annie Wilkes pretending to be
Robin Williams' character?
Yeah,
if that's what you want. So basically, you exist in that world, and that's the killer in the world. So you.
So
can
I
make
feel
it...
like I'm the social worker then that's checking in on the family, and Annie Wilkes has to keep putting up the facade that she is like an old woman that's not actually who she is, and then like at the like there's little breadcrumbs along the way, you know, some things at first kind of don't add up, like birth dates and all that, but I, you know, nothing too crazy. And then like Annie Wilkes one time is just like, yeah, you just got to shake them sometimes when they're not. You just have to shake them, dearie, sometimes when they're not.
Dearie.
Yeah, dearie.
You just have to shake them till they stop.
And I was
why
like,
are you Irish?
Is it Mrs. Doubtfire?
She's
Scottish.
English. English, Scottish.
She's English.
She's
those,
Robin
they're all
Williams.
Fucking, those are all touching.
Sometimes you just have to shake them.
You just have to throw them around a bit. And
shaking baby, never heard of her.
Now Mrs. Doubtfire's Cockney.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke up in here.
I don't like... I was just wondering, like, why are you shaking the babies?
So honestly,
Mom
like,
told me shaking babies are quiet, baby.
This is not going where we wanted to.
Seems like a pretty safe bet. I think you'd get out of it.
I thought you would have to cross dress to avoid any wilts.
Ooh, that's like another, you were like
hello, dearie. And she'd be like
hammer mid, like almost.
And she'd like have a sledgehammer and you'd be like, no, I haven't seen Dakota. However they say your name.
He went over the corner, dear.
He was around the corner. I'm just watching these children shaking baby.
Do you guys think I survive?
Yes.
So, but how would you survive? What would you do specifically?
Oh.
To survive, yeah.
I would threaten her that I'd take her children away.
Idol.
Is that too real?
I mean, I feel like she's probably got the children all, like, broken legs and everything in their beds.
Damn. That would be fucking awful. Yeah.
Then I guess I gotta do it the same way that she went out and hit that bitch over the head with a typewriter.
That's what I would do.
All right, all right.
Death by typewriter.
It's pretty safe maneuver.
It has to take place in the 90s, too.
But I want you wearing an old woman's outfit when you do it.
Okay.
So it's kind of like Psycho.
Psycho, yes.
There's probably something to do with that in there. We'll save it, but...
Ooh, the whole time you think that it was her, but actually it was me.
You're stuck Dakota. In the house, yeah. And you're one of the kids, and you have to find the fake stuff that she put on so you can walk around the house without anybody realizing it. And then that's when you get the typewriter and bash her over the head with
it. Let's get Jason.
And they show a close-up of your face, and they're like, Dakota, why? He wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay.
It's the end of Psycho.
Can't get any weirder than that.
That's successful. That's a successful.
Be careful.
We should not drink over there.
Joke about one of our possible listeners.
Okay, here I go.
She did ask about the podcast. Whoa. Today.
Killer. Chucky from Child's Play.
Ooh. Thank God you said what? I was thinking Rugrats.
And movie. Fast and Furious universe.
I thought it said Fast and Furious Chinese.
Jesus. Not where that one takes place.
There was one in Tokyo, but you're a little
okay, so
wise
clearly
off.
I'm part of the Fast and Furious gang because I'm Mexican. Uh-huh. And so I would just basically get in my car and never leave my car and run that fucker over 1,000 times.
Yeah, but they would be in a car too.
Oh, then we would have a race.
Exactly.
And okay. The bride of Chucky would be down there doing the like gas and brake.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Tilly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do I get to plan my race ahead of time? I think I do.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets to plan
it's like a heist,
race.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chucky does come, like, he surprises people, right? So you might not be able to plan your race.
Okay.
He might just surprise you with a race.
Okay. I would do my best to run his car off the road and then turn around, like, 360 style and use the turbo, because, you know, every car has turbo.
Yeah, the NOS.
Fast and Furious. Yeah. And hit the booster as the gasoline was falling out of the car and blow up the car.
Ooh. Okay. I figured you'd use your family.
Oh,
you need family.
You're right. Let me go back. Yeah. So my family.
What are you talking about? That is his family.
My family.
Chucky and the bride of Chucky?
My family put strips of spikes on the road, okay?
Spike strips?
Okay, spike strips. That's what it's called.
Strips of spikes.
Strips of spikes.
And then I would run them into the spikes, and as it's going up in the air, Dom would jump up and body slam the car.
Yes.
So that it would crash into the...
Where's Sonic at?
Okay, well, Sonic hasn't been introduced in this universe yet. That's in the sequel series.
Called Chucky and Sonic.
Yes.
Sonic and Chuckles.
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 I think I would just fucking run this fucker.
Yeah,
over.
Right.
Yeah, I survive.
But what if they hide in the car that you're in?
Then I'm fucked.
That's nope, the problem.
Because they have a son.
He's already in the car.
Yeah, he's
already
got in the car.
Family.
And he's got a knife. Yeah,
my family is a seatbelt, okay? And I would fucking hit the brakes.
Chucky uses his voodoo magic that he has, and he puts his soul in the car.
I'm going down with Chucky. I'm driving us into the ocean.
God damn. But isn't what's that, Christine? That movie, Christine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe your family, Dom, could body slam the evil spirit out of your car. And since your other family, the seatbelt's there, you won't fall out of the car.
Yes, exactly. Or he'll catch me.
Hey, everything you guys just talked about though is happening in space.
That's true.
Whoa. Yes,
and he'll
John
impact
Cena's
into
there
the
now
moon.
Too.
And there's magnets that
and the rock
magnets.
Left.
How do they work?
Okay, well, apparently in the Fast and Furious universe, they fucking make everything go crazy. So I'll put a magnet on Chucky, and then I'll have my family set up a magnet.
I don't like
the new Chucky. Does have a lot of like
electronics
and everything.
One of the worst horror movies I've ever seen.
Oh, you watched
it? Or it'd be some convoluted like storyline where I'd have to get a chip that's in like Santiago or something like that, and then I'd have to get the chip to turn off Chucky.
Who's Santiago?
It's a place.
Oh, it's like, why is there a chip in this person?
You meant San Diego.
Wait, the chip's
Carmen Santiago.
It means a whale's vagina.
The chip is in Santiago?
Oh, yes.
And you're the dude in over here like,
the computer?
The place. I'm family.
Come here, bud. I gotta find it.
Speaking of Chucky, did you guys see the trailer to the television show that they're doing?
I did, yeah.
That looks a lot better and a lot more interesting than the last like three Chucky movies.
Yeah.
Well, and the movie and the show are being done by two different... No, wait. Actually, I think they're both being done by the creator. Isn't that weird?
Oh, really? Yeah, isn't that weird? That is weird.
Interesting. Super weird.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Do I make it? Do I survive?
I think
because
so.
Of family.
Because of my family?
Yeah, I just think you have family.
It's funny to think that like Chucky's at the steering wheel and he just has a broom pushing down on the gas.
Get a load of this, bitch.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's hear the Chucky. That's pretty good, actually.
Alrighty, Nick, you're up.
All right. Which one's the killer and which one's the movie again?
Just pick one of each.
Yeah. Just they're in separate
they're
hats.
Two hats, my friend.
Just don't grab two from the same hat.
You can't fuck this up. Chris.
I'm assuming the one that has the K on it is for killer.
Those are designed for me specifically, but go ahead.
Coovies, actually.
Coovies.
Coovies, a good old coovie.
I don't like that. Ooh, the killer. Hannibal Lecter from The Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The good Lord says he can get me out of this, but he's sure.
And the movie.
You're fucked.
Casablanca.
He's a pretty smart guy. How are you going to get out of this one?
Surely, my dear, I don't eat over the nice candy.
You got to get on that plane, kid.
Yeah. I would get on the plane and leave.
Oh.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's
we'll always have
something
the
on the wing. Some thing.
Oh,
it's
man.
Hannibal Lecter. He also eats
so he's
planes.
Like, I would say he's like
eat it
again.
Okay,
right?
Wait a minute. So it's Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs specifically. He's in fucking prison most of that movie.
Yeah, but did you see when he
I
gets
know,
out?
Like at the end.
That's still part of the movie.
And then he has a friend over for dinner.
By that time, I get on the plane.
But you're not in that movie. You're in Casablanca.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's out.
Hannibal Lecter's there.
Yeah. I get on the plane. Is he on the plane?
Yeah.
I just said there's something on the wing.
There's also Nazis there.
Oh. Which somehow are worse than Hannibal. No, it's not somehow.
No, I convince Hannibal that the Nazis are tastier. And
well,
he
works
after
for the Nazis.
Eat the pure
right.
blood.
So he knows how tasty they are because he ends up eating them. And that's how he gets into the shit he gets into.
You guys
know the prequel, right?
How about this?
Hannibal?
Why are you avoiding?
Here's what I think. He poses as a small Jewish girl.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
Well, he could pose as a small Jewish girl.
Nick. Okay.
Nick poses as a small Jewish girl, convinces Nazis to come over, and then he's like, yo, Hannibal, try the pure blood. I hear it's delicious. And then he's like, well, this is bullshit. Pure blood is garbage. And then he's like, yeah, but still.
Chris, that's so funny, Chris.
I like
blue eyes taste.
That's so good.
Blue eyes taste best.
All that was so good.
I steal one of the Nazis' guns and I shoot him because he's human.
Guys, I don't know if I actually remember Nazis in it.
I'm pretty
Jesus
sure there's.
Christ.
I'm pretty sure there's not Nazis in it. I saw Casablanca like 20 years ago, probably
in high school.
That movie wasn't
had
out
to.
20 years ago.
It was out 60 years ago.
What the fuck, Jesse Dakota?
I didn't say shit.
I'm fucking shit up so much you forgot who I am.
Yeah, I just whatever. There was guns back then. I take a gun, and I shoot him and kill him because he's human.
Boring. Okay, next.
We could have.
No more
we could
normal
have studied
shit.
Him. We could have learned so much.
Well, the problem is, like I said, I haven't seen Casablanca for like at least 20 years, and I don't even
well,
remember.
Did
if
you
I
need to screen all these first to make sure you've seen them?
Follow
no,
the ginger.
But I just don't know much about it, so I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay.
Of
well,
all
I
the prisons in the world,
I get a
you
gun
end
and
up in
shoot
mine. What you got there?
Frankenstein's monster.
Ooh, you're fucked.
In Frankenstein.
The Lego movie.
I don't think you can die in that.
That's why I was like, I'm just going to...
Excuse me, Vitruvius dies at the end of that movie. Gets his head caught
what
off.
What did you just say?
Morgan Freeman.
Who? What's his character name?
Vitruvius.
Why do you know that?
I literally just watched it today.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it made it on the
probably.
List?
Probably.
Yeah.
I feel like mostly Frankenstein's monster is just misunderstood. So I would make friends with him, and then we'd go... Build.
He doesn't. He wouldn't be friends with you.
Yeah, he would.
He's programmed to. He's not programmed, but he's internally raged. He's all the worst people put together.
Frankenstein?
Yeah.
Are we
Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
No, he's not.
The people are mean to him. He's nice.
He's made from all the reject parts. They get the boxes confused.
Oh. Well, I'm still in Lego world. So.
I was about to say, in Lego world, that probably would work, honestly.
Me need friend. You be my friend.
We're all made out of
You make him a
parts,
heart
man.
Out of Lego.
I make him a brain out of Legos.
He has a brain.
Yeah.
He has a heart
good
too,
brain. But.
You lobotomize him. That's how you survive.
Yes. I make a Lego lobotomizer.
You give him a different brain.
It's very dull. It takes a very long time. No, I just trap him in Legos until he understands that he can't go around killing everybody. How long? I feel like this is like the weakest monster I could have got. I'm
what?
Frankenstein's monster?
I got Hannibal.
Yeah, he does work. The only time Frankenstein does anything is when someone makes him because they make him so angry. He not understand. Hannibal like wants to kill people.
Okay. And he's choosing his movie and killer. Let's see what he.
Let's go movie versus.
Ooh,
time.
Ooh. Okay. Switches.
Where are we going? Take us there.
We're going to Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, you sure that's
not a killer?
You'd be surprised.
Michael Myers, Halloween. I would just go faster than him, I guess.
You're Sonic?
You're Sonic in this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not Chuckles?
Why are you guys like, oh, you're Sonic? Like, do I give off, like, not Sonic energy or something?
I should be like Dr. Robotnik or something.
Have you seen yourself lately? You don't give off Sonic energy. It's okay. I don't either.
Wow. I'm wearing blue. I wore blue today. Very good.
Sorry,
Chris.
Buddy. I don't even like, I think that's fine that I don't give off like hedgehog energy, but like, it's just the way you kind of said it.
I think he means fast energy. There's not a lot.
Yeah. That's what I meant was the fast energy.
Chris, I know.
Oh, okay. That makes way more sense. I wore blue.
You would like do the spinny thing, right? And buzz saw him in half.
So Michael Myers is just a person. But the movies don't understand that most of the time.
Not at all.
He does not run ever.
He shades.
Is that like somewhere between a fart and a shit?
You know what I'm talking about?
Air comes out.
Shade. Disappears, reappears somewhere else.
I thought that, no, that's Jason.
That is Jason.
Yeah,
go on.
I was like,
Michael Myers and Jason have a very similar modus operandi, though.
Yeah. Like, you're running, I'm still behind you. He would always be behind you.
Oh, shit. That would be like it follow. Oh, God. No matter how fast you are, he's always right behind you.
You'd have to team up with, like, Robotnik and try to take him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to get all the Chaos Emeralds.
You have to enslave a bunch of defenseless animals.
Maybe you free them. Supersonic.
But if you're teaming
you
up with Dr. Robotnik.
Sonic energy.
I mean, we're past that now, man. You're Sonic now.
Yeah, you are the Hedgehog.
Thank you, guys. I just hope that it works on the first rendition of the movie.
I was going to say, they come out with, like, your original idea, and we're all like, this is terrible.
We got to revise.
It.
Yeah, they come back 6 months later, a different movie.
He seems really not to have a lot of Sonic energy.
It sounds
energy.
Like I don't survive in this one, though, if he's always behind me. So I think I die.
Well, how many lives do you have? Or how many
rings.
Coins do you have? Rings,
coins?
Thank you.
I mean, you lose them all the first time you get hit. You don't get to keep any.
Yeah, but you can get them back.
Yeah, but you said how many do you lose the first time?
No, I said how many do you have?
How many? It doesn't matter how many you have because you lose them all.
Right, but then you get them.
Jamie, play the
You might.
Alrighty, Jesse, you're up again.
Jennifer from Jennifer's Body.
Never seen it.
Neither have I.
So this should be interesting.
Probably just let her take me.
Oh God!
And the movie Parasite.
Wait, I haven't seen that movie.
Well, I guess.
So don't ruin anything.
Technically, there's a house that I will always be at in this movie, with Jennifer.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I would just let her fucking
kill you.
Kill
yep.
me.
You had it right the first time, and then you said another word.
Sorry. I would just let her fucking.
Yeah.
The end. I die.
Just let her fucking.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. it's a universe like where he's not in control. I mean, obviously, in the real world, he has.
Is there any better way to die?
Of old age? I don't know.
No, I guess not to give too much away in the movie, but there's a secret in the house.
A secret?
And I would find that secret in the
house.
And fucking just bunker there and then call the priest from The Exorcist.
Yeah, man.
The end.
Huh.
I'm safe. Or I just Google how to do an exorcism, and then I would do it.
It works that way.
Mm-hmm. Seems like
Jesus
it.
Through the interwebs.
Yeah. I mean, Carnage could
just
do it.
Just any
so.
Old...
Don't... Please.
I'm glad I didn't see that movie with you guys.
There's a point where he uses
the internet.
You
weren't there with us?
With his...
That's right.
Carnage claws. Has that. Carnage has that shit, though.
No.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
Yeah, did you... Carnage can do all kinds of weird shit. Like, that's not the outlandish part.
Nah, I feel like it's pretty outlandish.
Mm.
Anyway.
The part where he doesn't kill anybody is pretty outlandish.
Ooh, you're right.
Anyway.
Got it. Jennifer's body, turn. Come killing.
The killer. There it is. Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th.
Fuck you.
He's the one that shades.
Yes. Actually, he's not the killer in Friday the 13th.
That's true, actually.
Oh, but it's Jason. I think she meant the series, probably.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees.
It's not his mom. It's Jason. We're not doing that.
And the movie is...
Jason.
John Wick.
Dude.
What happens when an unstoppable object meets an immovable force?
Immovable.
That's what you got right here.
If I'm in the John Wick universe, I'm of course going to be John Wick. I'm just going to have
not the dog.
I'm just
be so, huh? Interesting.
No, but in my mind right now, yes.
You better to be Winston. He owns all the murderer people. Called assassins.
Yeah, and they still couldn't take him out.
He owns all the murderer people.
They still couldn't take him out. So I would be John Wick and do my best to do all the cool kung fu and gunplay to take Jason Voorhees out. It's going to be tough because he just keeps coming back. But you saw how fucked up John Wick got in those movies.
But
keeps coming back.
But have you seen Jason Goes to Hell? Even if you blow up Jason's body, his spirit comes back in someone else.
And also, he'd be the perfect assassin. So he might have immunity in the...
the place.
In the Continental.
He's just hanging out like, this is way nicer than I thought.
I could stay
just
here forever.
The mask up, you're like, can't. Oh my God! It's like, oh fuck, I forgot about the worm.
Yeah, but this is from Friday the 13th, so not from Jason Goes to Hell.
That's
one of the movies.
The it final is Friday is considered canon. For some fucking reason.
Or I'm just Jason and I'm doing John Wick moves. That'd be cool.
No. You don't get to
I probably die.
Do people survive in that series eventually? What happens if you kill him?
You get killed in the next movie, usually.
Oh, so Jason, it's like Final Destination.
The beginning of Jason Goes to Hell, the military sets up a trap. To get Jason, and then they shoot him a bunch and blow him up. So when they're doing the autopsy, his spirit attaches onto the guy doing the autopsy, and the movie just goes from there.
Well, that's dumb.
So if that's the case, if that is something that happens, then I'm dead.
You can trap him in the safe from the third movie.
Yeah, but then does he starve to death? Because does fucking Jason?
He's not alive.
He doesn't eat.
Okay. The way you stop Jason is you get him in the lake and kill him, and he dies for a while until lightning strikes the lake again, basically.
Right.
Like, it's... I mean, there's a couple movies where Jason is somewhat stoppable, and then there's Unstoppable Killing Machine Jason, where you just kind of put him to bed for a while. Like, night-night, we'll see you next time.
That's because he doesn't become undead until, like, what, the fourth one? Fourth
basically.
Or fifth one?
Yeah, because there's one where it's a guy
they
who...
They do kill him, and then the grave gets struck by lightning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he's like fucking...
Because they were going to pass off the mantle. I think that's what you're getting at.
Okay, yeah. So let's break this down. Do you think John Wick could survive against Jason Voorhees?
No, eventually
he would. Timeline, no.
It's a human versus a non-human.
He's a once human.
You got trapping him is the
only
way.
Yeah,
I
was going to say, I think he'd be smart enough to trap him, but he wouldn't kill him.
Okay, do you think John Wick survives? Do you think he figures that out and survives?
Oh, sure, yes.
Okay.
He goes to the person in the desert, and the guy's like, I have a way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to give me money first.
Give me another finger.
Yeah, another finger. Oof.
Boy, he loves his fingers.
You ready for this?
Yeah, let's go.
Leatherface.
Oh, that's a good one.
Twilight.
I know what you are. Say it.
Say it.
Leatherface.
Leatherface!
Bubba!
I'm just going to throw zombies. I'm just going to throw every vampire I can find at him and just watch him chop him in half,
but
and then they'll reform. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna die eventually, but I'm gonna have a ball. Just fucking,
you're gonna throw a vampire?
Yeah, I'm also a vampire.
There we go.
Yeah, of course I'm a vampire.
Wait, you
it's
can
Twilight.
Kill him, then he's human.
Yeah,
I don't care. I want to get rid of as many. I
feel like
you
want to
get
still
rid
take
of
out
as many of your kind. Is that
vampires?
What
you're
saying?
Yeah, before
fuck.
Going down.
Have you seen Twilight?
Take out a single
yes,
vampire.
I've seen Twilight. It's
yeah,
terrible.
I want him dead.
Awful in a suit.
He's more than a man.
So will you kill yourself at the end since you're a vampire in Twilight?
Yeah.
Wait, guys.
I respect that.
Jesse just said that like he thinks that Leatherface would take out a couple vampires.
Before he died, probably. At least a couple if he had his chainsaw.
He's a human.
What, but
does he have the chainsaw that says saw his family?
Yeah.
Hold on. Are the vampires in Twilight different?
They're super fast and strong.
Yeah, but they don't. They just they can die like normal.
No,
like,
no.
You they, still need a
you
stake
have to remove
in the heart.
Their head and burn them.
Oh,
and
you
all
can
that.
Remove the head
with a chainsaw.
That doesn't kill them. You still have to burn the body.
Hmm. Okay, so I'll have a bonfire going, and I'll just throw them. Chuck vampires at them.
Just chucking vampires,
and then
at
I'll
his
be like, "Oh
already.
Wait, I'm in fucking Twilight. This sucks." And then I'll chuck myself at him, let him chop my head. Oh. And right before he goes for the saw in the head, I'll be like, "Throw my body in the fire," and he'll be like, "Okay." And then
my name's Paul.
Bob's your uncle. He wins, but we all win in the end. Really,
he went either way. We win.
No matter who loses,
we win.
We win.
I'm just as depressed after hearing that than when I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So anyway,
which one?
What are you talking
about?
Twilight.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with the movies. They're good. They're good movies. I'm just depressed at the end of them because they're so fucked up.
Yeah.
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 Don't do drugs.
But like Twilight exists.
Okay, that's what I got out of it.
Isn't that worser?
Huh?
Drugs? Twilight?
Yeah. Haven't you seen Twilight?
Oh yeah, it's worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depressing.
Like, I'm depressed when I watch Chainsaw Massacre. Like, except for the one that has Matthew McConaughey and also Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best one.
Next Generation.
Yeah, where he's got the leg thing.
It's so good.
It's
the fourth one I've ever
it's
seen.
So good.
Hey, Viggo Mortensen is in the third one.
Hey.
Yes, he is. Holy shit.
You can Viggo do no wrong Mortensen in my eyes, baby.
And he's the spoiler if you haven't seen that, but he's the guy that you think might be normal and turns out to be part of the family.
No.
Family.
Welcome to the family.
You know
son.
How good Leatherface would have been with Fast and
yeah,
Furious.
Yeah, that would
have
been
my family versus yours.
Did you give it some time?
Was
that's
that was
happen.
That Dom?
No, that was supposed to be Leatherface.
Dominic Toretto.
Leatherface. Jesus, what Herman. Is up with that guy?
Family.
Bus fucking knocked the Mountain Dew.
I feel like there's more movies than there are killers.
Don't
there's
chuck no. the dew.
Killer. Pinhead from SpongeBob
you're
SquarePants.
Fucked.
We have such shites.
You're fucked.
Sites
what are you talking about? Literally
you.
Someone survives them in the first movie.
Yeah, one girl. One. The whole world, one girl.
Pitch Perfect.
Ooh.
Let me take you on a little
we have such songs to sing you.
So, it's junior year of college for me, and the Ocketeers, as we're called, are runners up in the annual a cappella competition. So I've seen Pitch Perfect so many times. So we're just
your voice
it.
Opened the box.
So I decide that we need a little something extra in order to win this time. And so, yeah. And so we get the puzzle box and I solve it and it tears the entire a cappella team apart. And they go to kill me. I'm like, no, stop. If you don't kill me, then I'll take you on a tour and you can murder everyone you want. So then me and the Cenobites go on a traveling a cappella tour. And then I end up winning annual competition that year. And then they kill me.
Anyway. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
You called us. You brought us here.
Yeah,
Your voice sustained
us. I think
us
that's the only
way
you
enough.
Get I think they'd let you go.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because they want to
be like, look at all the sites that we've shown you.
Show
Pitch
us more.
Razor 2.
Show us more sites.
Look, what I just pitched can't be as bad as the last five Hellraisers, so
oof.
Look.
You guys see who they cast for the
A
new
woman.
Mm-hmm.
Trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Hmm. It'll be interesting.
Dracula.
Ooh, Dracula.
In The Wizard of Oz. Okay. Okay.
I thought you were doing non-horror movies in there.
It is a scary movie. All right.
Very
so
scary.
Dracula can only come out at night, I assume. So I would get all the munchkins. I would go through all the lands and amass an army to fight Dracula. I mean, I got the woodsman. He's got an axe, which can cut people's heads off. You got the scarecrow, who can't die, I assume.
That woodsman can make you a lot of fucking steaks.
Yes. Yes.
You can burn the scarecrow.
I could burn the scarecrow. You're
why
right.
Why would you need to do that?
Because fire kills Dracula.
Yes, you could.
I would have him run through Dracula's castle.
Are you
castle.
Sure fire kills Dracula? What makes you think that?
I'm, you know what? I'm not sure. Actually,
the lore.
I think no. sun.
Is it, sunlight. I don't think fire.
Fire doesn't them. Kill Steaks, vampires.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
Steak? Yeah, no. In fact, I think he can cause fire.
Oh, that you know what? You know what's holding the scarecrow together?
Love.
A cross.
Ooh, he would be afraid of the scarecrow in general. You're right.
Because the scarecrow has a big ass cross on his back.
Which version of the Wizard of Oz did you see?
I'm just
they're
thinking of
posts. Hanging when they're on posts.
I would just carry
he's
the scarecrow
carry
around.
The probably
he's fine.
Or it'd be on his pound. Back.
You mean I don't have to walk? Sweet.
This sounds like an anime version. Yes, of
the lion. Just the lion. The lion would carry him on his back and use him as a sword. This sounds like the best thing ever. I have witches and what are those things
bitches.
Called? No,
witches and bitches.
Have a lion.
The
fairy have
anime. A horse that changes colors.
Oh well, yeah,
that's a horse, a different color.
Japanese
I don't think
man
would help me at all. This situation.
Sakura! You but, have a phantom for last
have,
time.
You have the what was it?
The ruby slippers.
Ruby slippers, and then you have the Witch of the North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a house I can just drop on him.
Fuck yeah, man.
A lot of
if
wood
only
in that house.
He died from houses being dropped on him.
Yeah, but there's wood at the bottom of houses. And then so that can just impale him.
There's a number of ways I can kill Dracula in this movie. I think I win like 50 different ways. You just take your pick. I would probably get the scarecrow though and light him on fire and send him through the castle and burn the castle. And then it's daytime and he dies.
Did you just say you throw a burning cross into the castle?
I sure did. If it kills Dracula, it's a good way to win.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
This we idea brought together. To you by the poppy fields in Wizard of Oz.
Is there one left? In
there's left. One yep. left. Yes.
Final round.
Fight.
If you get
the
Freddy Krueger, swear to God. Oh, yeah.
Pennywise. From It.
Hi, Georgie. Ooh.
The movie.
I like your boat.
I like your boat.
Any of the Star Wars universe.
That would be kind of terrifying.
Pennywise is
yeah,
a Sith.
It would be. I would be like find him in the vent of like the Falcon when you're walking around. Oh, and he's like,
and you're fucked in space.
Hey there, Luke.
I like your ship.
I like yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Ben's down here with me.
We all float out here in the vacuum of space. Yeah.
Oh God! Just he imagine him flying
Pennywise,
in a balloon.
Pennywise
just
is from
your
space.
Ship.
Pennywise
yes,
is from
he
space.
He is from space.
He's a space monster.
You are yep. fucked.
Yeah. So I don't know what I would do. I mean, I'd have to use, like, if he was out in space, I could use, I guess, light speed to get the fuck away. But other than that, man.
He'd be in the trash compartment.
He would
on
be.
On the Death
yes.
Star.
Oh, scary.
On the Death Star, yes. So I'd fall down there and he would just, yeah, oh, no.
And then the lights.
We all
well, if you
down
had your
here,
phaser set to stun, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
I think the only way you get out of it is if you're a Jedi, because you have to think of
That's
happy
true.
Thoughts, right?
They all have to yeah. sleep with each other.
You
yes.
could hit the button
That's
on your
true.
Shirt and
we
call
have to have
Picard.
An orgy. We have to have a Jedi Force orgy.
4G. Yeah.
4G, thank you. And
Data
I'm on 5G probably
now.
You could ask Data if he has any knowledge on Pennywise, like where he's from.
Yeah, that's Who? Totally the same series.
Data, you know?
From Star Trek.
Yeah, that's what I said.
This is hilarious.
I'm just going to keep going back to it until I get recognition. Thank you for understanding
Listen,
what I
man,
was...
Listen, man, Picard wouldn't let that
Captain.
Happen.
Alrighty, Chris, bring it on home.
Oh, I never said I would, yeah.
You
I
didn't
would,
say a single
you know,
fucking
I,
thing.
You know, I would get all the Force users together, and we would all just think of the Force. And
you would think of the Force?
Yeah, we would think of the Force.
What do you
and
think of
that
it?
He didn't exist.
Yeah, like,
and that Pennywise didn't exist and he wouldn't exist.
He's not Freddy Krueger. That's not how it
no,
works.
No, you have to make him think you have to make him small.
He comes back every 27 years.
I'll be gone. In the galaxy far, far away.
Oh, maybe
I was like, damn. I mean, I guess Jedi don't have a great
years.
Track record,
That's
but
Yoda.
He's old as shit.
Was.
Damn old frog.
Damn, don't spoil that for people.
Well,
all right.
He's
Chris,
got a son, Grogu.
Last one.
What you got?
Freddy Krueger.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
Austin
Powers.
Austin Powers. Universe. I don't even know.
You have like wet dreams of
like, what?
Freddy Krueger.
You'd have nightmares
Freddy
that your
Kruger
mojo wasn't enough.
Very good, baby.
Freddy Krueger and the,
do I make
and
you
the
randy,
villain who
baby?
Shagged me.
Oh.
Do I make you angry? I don't know. Do I make
you? Are you tired?
Do
baby?
I make you tired, baby? I don't know.
Aren't you afraid?
I don't know.
Oh, are you tired,
baby? Oh, baby,
May I
hit your bean bags.
This is the French Austin Powers.
May I hit your bean
Austin
bags?
Pally.
Come here, bitch.
Ah, let me ask you a question. How are your boys?
They are very nice.
I got a perfect time to take the drink. How's your boys?
Are your beanbags good?
Ah, beanbag, very good.
Well, whoops. You are all over the place. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to figure out how to put Austin Powers and fucking Freddy Krueger together.
Yeah, because you know all these others were just like a cakewalk.
I'm chilling in the hot tub with my very nice chest hair and several ladies when a claw comes up out of the water. It's at that moment I realize I've drank myself to sleep. Now I'm in real danger, baby. I don't know. I'm like an American Austin.
Bebe.
I'm in real danger, baby. What do I do?
Hail to the king.
The only thing I can do, shag him. And keep on shagging him. Because it's my dream and I'm in control. And I am going to fuck Freddy Krueger in his burnt, toasty ass.
I think that would get
till he claws his own head off to get away from me. So, but that's too bad. Headless. I'm still horny, baby. I'm fucking his neck hole.
This is the worst.
Freddy Krueger runs from me.
You're like Doctor Strange with Dormammu, but way worse.
I don't know what we're talking
about. Dormammu, I've come to fuck.
Over and over. Oh.
And then I become
another person.
Become another person.
That's
what is really, that?
That's from Master Disguise, but it's kind of problematic now.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
That was too turtly for the Turtle Club.
That's fine. You could be dirtly. You can't do the other one.
You could be dirtly?
Tardily.
Dirtily? You can be Picard.
That's my plan, is to realize I'm dreaming and just fuck Freddy Krueger till he kills himself.
You're like, oh, lucid dream.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what you have to do.
I know that's what you have to do, but that's not something you can just easily do.
I'm going to pants him in my dream, grab his ass, and then wake up so I drag his ass into the real world, and I'm going to fuck the shit out of him.
In the real world? You're
yeah.
Chris?
That's what you have to do.
Chris, did you just like reveal a fetish to us?
Yeah, I was like, do you have something you need to tell us, man?
Do you find Robert Englund attractive?
Well, Robert Englund dressed as a burn victim, maybe.
There's his fetish. Anyway.
Thanks for listening to this great Killer Be Killed game episode. It's Halloween. It's spooky season. Tell us what kind of killers and movies that would be fun to mix together, please, on our Facebook that Chris will not be a part of.
Every one of them, I'm like, so I pull my dick out. God damn it!
He did it again. Thank you, guys. This is the Digital Bath Podcast, signing out.
Help us. Please, God, help us.
Help us, everyone.
There is no God.